I'm Joe Kane.
I'm Dan Kane.
I'm Sal Konka.
And I'm Wayne Heckler.
And this is the Imperfect Podcast.
Don't forget to go to hecklerkane.com and sign up to become an Imperfect Podcast Insider.
To the bumper.
This week's guest on the Imperfect Podcast is Kevin Gotee, creator and producer of Comics Watching Comics, now airing on Amazon Video.
We got a good chance to talk to him about his process in posting the videos onto Amazon and where the series came from and what the background was for.
Funny guy. It's pretty good. He's expanding out there. He just got onto Amazon now. He's been around a little while. Check his stuff out. I think he's a pretty funny guy.
Yeah, last season he had some great comedians on, like Sean Lynch and some others that, you know, basically the premise of the show is they analyze new and up-and-coming comedians and decide whether or not they have what it takes to be a stand-up comic as a career. So, you know, everybody's probably familiar with shows like Last Comic Standing and things like that, but he's doing something a little bit different with his show and really giving a real view instead of showcasing all these polished comedians. These guys are really new. They're very green comedians, and you learn a lot by watching them. For us, you know, like Joe mentioned, we picked apart and wanted to understand what the process was for getting the show onto Amazon after being on YouTube for a while, but we know that his audience is growing and the fan base is growing, and he's got a lot of other show ideas coming out, so it was really cool to hear that process about what it takes to produce a reality show.
Yeah, it was good to talk to him, and so let's hear from Kevin.
Kevin, welcome to the Imperfect Podcast. How are you doing today?
Gentlemen, it is an absolute goddamn honor and pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That is a great intro right there.
I know. You can't tell with comedians, though. Is it a little bit of snark? Is it sincerity? It's difficult to tell.
He's a comedian. It's going to be snark.
The snark, I do. You'll see when the snark gets really kicked up to the highest level. You can't miss it. Let's put it like that.
Fair enough.
Well, you're here in New York as well. Is that the case?
Actually, I'm over in Jersey. I'm over in Secaucus in Northeast Jersey. Are you guys Jersey guys, too?
No, we're in Long Island.
Oh, I was actually just there today, as a matter of fact. No shit.
What were you doing out here?
Wasting time. No, I had a job interview out that way.
I was going to say, you should have come down to the podcast room here. We could have
wasted time.
Yeah, I was there at 11 a.m. and I was out of there by about 12:45. So
yeah, that would have been a long time in Joe's basement.
Yeah.
Admiring his dildo collection when the time would just pass right through.
Yep.
This one's going to be graphic, intended. Folks.
Yep. Spoiler alert. There will be some graphic images. Imagery.
Yeah. So over in Jersey, you reached out because you've got this show on Amazon that you do called Comics Watching Comics. I believe it's in its fourth season, right? You're about to launch your fifth season, right?
Right. Season 5 is going to drop, hopefully, in the next few days. It was supposed to have been up since Christmas, but there's been some technical issues with one of the episodes. I don't know what. My tech nerds are on that right now and hopefully getting this shit straightened out.
Gotcha. So we want to find out, you know, everything about the show and kind of let's go way back. I mean, you're a stand-up comedian by trade, right? I mean, are you a stand-up or you're an actor, a host?
Yeah, stand-up. I started out this little jaunt into the entertainment industry as a stand-up, and then it has become more than just stand-up throughout the almost 8 years I've been in stand-up.
Cool. So doing your stand-up thing, and did you ever, were you like touring? Did you ever hit the road, or were you just playing locally here in Jersey and New York? What was your stand-up career kind of like?
I've been I've played around. I would say a tourer. I've definitely played outside the area, outside the tri-state area. I've done Vegas. I've done L.A., Connecticut. You know, but yeah, that's tri-state. What the hell am I saying? But yeah, no, not like a touring road comic. No, sure. I got to build a following up first, and then get the connections and all that shit. But right when I started, I think getting better is when, you know, the show idea. So that's why I'm not like one of these road guys. A lot of the road guys, that's all they do is that. I got a day job. I got a wife. I got a kid. Mm-hmm. I do voiceover. I do a lot of other shit. So it's kind of like I'm pulled in 18 directions at once.
I understand that. We that all kind of
sounds
the same,
like us, right?
Yeah, we all do the same thing, right? We're musicians, video producers, marketers, teachers, and whatever else we do around here. So.
Editors,
yeah. Oh, welcome, Wayne.
Welcome, Wayne, to the podcast.
Wayne snuck in. Hello. By the way, Kevin, this is Wayne.
How you doing?
Hey, Wayne, what's up, man?
How you doing? No disrespect for being late, but I was editing.
Excellent.
Thank you, sir.
So
I like how two of you decided to wear the same colored shirt to tonight's podcast.
You know, it's funny. I hadn't seen him until just now. Actually, I saw him this morning, and he wasn't wearing the same shirt.
I was not.
And neither was I. So
that's a dress code. Liars.
Dress code.
It's a dress code, you know. It's our stylist.
It's like they both got off being movie theater ticket terrors at the same time that they did your podcast.
Oh, my God. It's that exact color, isn't it?
That's can you do me a favor to say Theater 8 is to your right?
Theater 8 is to your right, and your seat is on the left side of the right-hand column.
Accent, that's funny.
Oh, I've got to throw that in every now and again. Now you've completely derailed me. I have no idea where we're going.
No, we're at the very beginning of the journey here, folks. So walk us through, where did you get the concept for Comics Watching Comics, and how did that, you know, go from like concept to production? So we're interested in the production side of this.
How did I get it? I was at an open mic one day, and it was just absolutely fucking horrible. I would say that this would be outlawed in the Geneva Convention, as well as Guantanamo would not have employed this as one of the methods of torture. That's how bad it was. So I was texting another comedy friend back and forth, and we're just talking shit, busting balls, just saying how fucking awful it was. I'm like, well, you know, this actually is fun. Like, it could be a show where comics sit there and bust balls. But then I'm like, well, can't just have people shitting on other comics. It's really douchey. Mm-hmm. So then I got the idea. I'm like, well, Last Comic Standing is boring, I think. It's everyone is always just too nice. And a lot of those comics are not newbies like the general public thinks they are. A lot of them are long-time vets.
Right, well-seasoned. So let's try something
different. You know, and that's how the show came to be.
You're not seeing on that type of show. You're not seeing the comics who are just coming out. You're not seeing those guys because they're just cutting them from the show and putting in the guys who are vets, like you said.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, they're most of these people. Like, I knew a couple people. I knew a lot of the New York people who went for the last season, and some were like maybe like the youngest, were like three, four years in. It's because they look young. That's a lot of the comedy networks or people. They want young, is what they want.
Sure.
So they'll forego the experience level for the youth look. Mm. So, but most of them, like I said, were longtime vets and shit. So
now you said that, like, you know, you were standing behind in the back room and like ranking on the other comics. I feel like that is what basically the scene is. Basically, a lot of guys, like, when you're up there on stage, you're getting ranked out by the other comics and you're getting judged by the other comics.
Well, sometimes yes and no. It's just like a lot of ball busting. That's really the kind of thing, you know. Or we could sit while we're watching, like, oh, that's a good joke. That's a really funny joke. Or you know, actually, we make that joke a little bit better. It would be A, B, C, D, whatever, you know. So, but yeah, I mean, it's not just a show of shitting on people. It's really to promote comedy. It's just a part of the show, but not the overwhelming theme of the show.
But what's cool is because anytime comics get together with comics, it's funny. So it's not just busting balls, it's being funny together, right? It's just having,
yeah, you know. I mean, if I were to get three of my buddies together and we were to go and watch the games tomorrow, you guys would shit your pants on the rhetoric that comes out of our mouths, believe me.
You know what? That's the fun part of it. I mean, you came right out of the gate with a dildo joke immediately. I mean, that's just what having a comic in the room is, no matter what. You're looking at somebody who is a fun type of person to hang out with. So, I mean, getting to hang out with the five comics that you have on the couch, or the four comics, depending on the episode, you know, is that a good experience for you, getting to hang out with them and watch this stuff?
It is. To hang out with more, like, the panelists, like, more tenured panelists?
Yeah, the panelists.
Yeah, because it gives me the chance to network with higher-up guys. And they're like, hey, you know what? Some of them I've never met, or they've known of me, and vice versa. And then they're like, oh, this, you know, he's pretty good. He's pretty funny. And like, hey, let's do some dates together. And they'll bring me around on tours and dates. And a lot will offer helping hands, like, hey, you should meet these people. You know, they'll get you on Sirius, so they'll do this or they'll do that. Or it's been a pretty much a reciprocating relationship. when I've had with the panelists.
It's a smart. Nice. It's a smart hustle, because just like the reason we have the podcast to make relationships with people in the industry. You know, you've got this show where you're now making relationships and inroads with people in your industry. So, I mean, it's a great way of producing content. I think one of the questions I had, why Amazon? Why not do this and just release it to YouTube or put it somewhere else? Why on Amazon? Was there a specific
reason? Because actually it was on YouTube first, mm-hmm. and then it went to Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so were you not getting numbers on YouTube? Was that the...
No, I wasn't. Numbers sucked on YouTube.
Okay.
I had the show on a lot of different platforms. I had it on Vimeo. I had it on YouTube. Facebook, Funny or Die, oh my God, Lively, other different places. Mm-hmm. And then when I started getting into talks with Amazon, it's like, peace out, fuckers. And then I went on over to Amazon. So I've been on Amazon. Now this is month number 4 I'm on Amazon. So the first 4 seasons of Comics Watching Comics, the ones you've seen right now were all already on YouTube.
Gotcha. Okay. So you started there and then moved it to Amazon. And how's that been going since you migrated the show there? Have you seen a bump in viewership or?
We get our numbers in 6 months. So we get a report card and get our we get paid for that then.
Sure.
But so far, I've seen some early numbers. And it's pretty good. They're pretty good. I mean, look, it's a whole new network. I've got my loyalists to come over, but I'm really trying to obviously crack the shell and get it out there to, John Q. Publics of the world, mm-hmm. and really get it in the main algorithms of Amazon, and hopefully it gets bumped up in the queues of like, it's like, hey, if you watch a comedy, it's like, hey, you also might like watching this, and hopefully my show gets pushed up to that, so people go, oh, okay, well that's cool, what's this?
Right, sure. At least some push toward it. You just want people to find you. That's what the whole thing is these days. You know, just got to be able to find what you do and where you're at.
Exactly right.
So what is the production like for you? Like, do you shoot – it looked like, from my perspective, that you shot the entire season. Like, you guys go just shoot that whole thing in, like, one day, get together with you.
The comics the taping of the comics, is you're right. We shoot 2 seasons in one taping of just the comics. The gotcha. Panelists are 2 different days.
Gotcha.
The comics taping is as long as, like, 5 hours.
We did. We were joking around because we said, oh, they're all wearing the same clothes every time. This was something when we first started the podcast. We would originally do 3 or 4 podcasts back to back, and we would bring 3 or 4 changes of clothes to the podcast. And we would go, okay, well, now I have to change my clothes to the next one, and then be like, oh, can I wear that shirt next time?
to mix it all like up. A different episode. Right.
So it looks like different weeks. But that eventually faded away. So
yeah.
And now some of us are matching.
And now 2 of you just wear the same outfit.
Yeah. This way we really confuse people. Which one was Joe? He was Wayne. Yeah.
This is a uniform.
Exactly. We should get uniforms. Let's look into that. So
you yourself, I'm sorry because I missed a lot of the conversation, I'm sure, at the beginning, but did you start out as a comedian yourself? I know going backwards. Yeah, you'll
have just to kidding. That's you'll a joke. To I'm listen. Totally joking, of course. I'm just
well,
I read his bio also, by the way, guys. So of course I know that.
That was a joke.
It might not have been a good one, but I got a little laughter.
He's never done stand-up. He doesn't realize we're laughing at him, not with him.
That's stand-up also, guy. It's both. I got to laugh with you and at you. That's all right, funny. But back to you. Enough of us.
Well, that's my favorite topic. How did you know?
I'm right.
So tell us more about you, Kevin.
Well, since you brought it up. No, and I forgot, what was the second part of your question about Amazon or some shit? I forgot.
Well, I was talking about production schedule and how long it takes to shoot. And so what is it? So how did you do a deal to get the comedians? How do you get the comedians for the show, basically? Not the panelists. How do you get the comedians to sign off on?
The first 2 seasons, the first taping was a good chunk where people or friends or people I knew well. And then I put it out there like an ad on Facebook. Seasons 3 and 4, I put like, again, ads on Facebook, put it out in the ether. And then when 5 and 6 came around, I had a mailing list and through my website, people started, I knew the show was starting to get popular around like season 3 and 4. People were emailing me from across the country like, hey man, when's this next taping? I'll come in for this. Mm-hmm. And for seasons 5 and 6, we had people flying in from Vegas, from Dallas, Detroit, Atlanta, Tennessee, Rhode Island. I mean, a lot more than just your typical tri-state area comics. So nice. That's pretty cool. And even for the new batch, same thing. People are like, hey, I'm coming in. I'm going to come in from Virginia or California or shit like that. So I even had people, when the show was on YouTube, I even had comics from Nigeria reaching out to me in Jamaica.
Nice.
Like, dude, this show's great. Thanks so much. I'm like, okay, well. Hope you got Amazon because it shit's migrating. So.
It's a good spread, right? You spread out. That's, yeah, it's good. That's
and
cool.
How do you, in terms, how many comics do you actually have as candidates, and how many make the cut for the actual show? Do you pare that down?
25 per episode. 25 comics per episode.
Yep. And so is that, did you only see 25 comics then? Like you only choose 25?
No, like I said, for each taping, it's like, 1 and 2 is one taping of comics. 3 and 4 is another taping of comics. 5 and 6, 7 and 8 in March when I do 7 and 8. So it's 50 comics we tape in a day, and then 25 for one panel, you know, one season. Mm-hmm. And then when another panel comes in a few weeks later, the other batch of 25 from that same tape.
But you don't sit through like 200 comedians and then whittle that down to the 25 that make the show.
No. They send me submission videos. I watch, and then I pick 50 to show up at the taping.
Gotcha. That's what I was trying to figure out, how you actually, what the process was for that, to whittle the people down. And then who handles all of your post-production? Who edits, and you got a team of people that do all the editing and all that good stuff? And
I got a guy, David Glidden, does a fantastic job. Long Island boy, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a great job. I have, I've had several different audio people. Dana does the physical editing. I do the actual editing where I say, okay, we'll cut from minute marker 154 to 315, you know, shit like that. Okay. And he'll just do it in there, and he makes it look pretty and all that, and the graphics. That's all Dana. Dana is honestly my right-hand man. He does a fantastic job, and I love having him on the team.
Cool. One of my favorite parts was I liked the interviews with the panelists themselves, because you got to know a bit about them and what they felt. Like, I watched all of last season, season 4, with Jeffrey Gurian, you know, and hearing his stories. And the one that really resonated with me was the Sean Lynch story, talking about Jay Moore stealing his Super Friends jokes.
Right? Great. I absolutely love Lynch. Lynch is so fucking funny. We did a real funny story. We got stuck in a snowstorm going up to doing a corporate gig in Middletown, New York. And it was just 2.5 hours of a giggle fest. Like, that guy is so insanely talented. By the way, fun fact, he created Celebrity Deathmatch on MTV, guys. So just to give you an idea.
Oh, awesome. I remember that show.
That's cool. That's cool.
Definitely.
Yeah, he's great. But yeah, Lynch is so insightful. A lot of people are telling me, like, hey, man, Lynch, that Lynch segment, those Lynch segments, fucking amazing. I learned so much from that. So
nice.
Yeah, and that's really the key, is that this show, as much as it is entertainment, if you are a comedian and looking to make it in the biz, I mean, watching this show is a complete education, right? You're getting that feedback constantly of, you know, seeing what these other comedians are doing either well or shitty, and learning from the commentary, right? Because a lot of these guys have taught taught comedy and been in the business forever, so.
Right. And like I said before, and what it does for the people who are not comics, it gives them a chance to see, and how we peel the curtain back and show them, again, a life, what it's like as a comic, as well as, I mean, who doesn't love a nice panel show, right? Right. So that's what that's how you mix in the common folk, if you will, to the show.
Sure.
Yeah. And what's the ultimate goal? What are you looking to do with this outside of, you know, season 5 and 6 are here? What's next for you and the show? Are you looking for to bring it to a bigger production, get it picked up? Like, what's the goal?
You guys are on the point with these questions. Right on. The goal is indeed to get to another network, a bigger network. Amazon's great. It definitely legitimized my show in the eyes of a lot of people. But the real money is still, for right now, in like cable or network channels, and I want to get it on there. I had a pretty good discussion with someone at a network today, which is cool. And what else is in store for me? Well, I've got 3 other shows I've got lined. I've done sizzles for 2 of them. Mm-hmm. We're still editing the trailer. One's called Comics Watching Football, where you guessed it, a bunch of comics sit down and watch a football game and talk shit and you know, as the game goes on, as the game progresses, you know.
I'm wondering how you got that panel for that.
very simple. I mean, actually had a former NFL guy sit down with us and talk.
Oh, that's so cool. That's cool.
Yeah. He used to play for Daryl Reed used to play for the Colts. He was on the Super Bowl team with the Colts win, the only Colts win with Manning.
Yep.
Right before the Giants won.
Sure.
So they made it what 05 then.
That's cool.
Nice.
Neat.
And then I also got another couple shows called one's called License to Kill, No Odd Job, where four comics, that's right, comics. You see a theme here? Four comics are playing GoldenEye, Nintendo 64, and we talk about whatever, football or sports and whatever the topics of the day are, films, who gives a shit. But we talk about that all while playing GoldenEye.
That's a pitch right there.
Yeah, I want to come play
comics
GoldenEye.
Comics talking about who gives a shit.
Yeah.
And then you have a special guest playing GoldenEye. So maybe he'll get on his show. We'll get on your show. Hey, that's cool. I really like this. I like the idea. You're right. You know what it is? It's your comedians. You know this field. And you'll write any story with comedians in it. Because that's what it really is all about anyway.
Yeah, I think this whole comics watching whatever, I think I might try and do comics watching the Oscars. I think could be fun and other shit like that too. So I'm doing this whole branding. And then I got a game show idea I'm working on too. So that's what's really in the future for me is I think really creating shows. I mean, a comedy is great. I think I'll be using creating shows and building an audience that way as a springboard to quote unquote making it and getting the fuck out of corporate America. About that.
Exactly.
What? Get out of corporate America.
Who doesn't love corporate
America? It's the best. I wanted to talk a little bit. I kind of skipped over some things, too, in terms of, like, the production. Like, now that your show is on Amazon, did you have to step up the production quality from going to YouTube? Like, what were the requirements for you to get on the Amazon platform?
Another fantastic question. Luckily enough, Dana does a fantastic job. But the Amazon requirements are insane. But from our end, it did not really require a massive overhaul. The only thing that's a real pain in the ass is you have to do closed captioning,
which I
send it to a service and they do it. Mm-hmm. It's like a dollar a minute. But the problem is I got to rewatch everything and make sure the words are all, you know, lining up with what the captioner had put down. So I got to rewatch everything all over again and then make sure that all the words match up. But other than that, Dana knows he's fantastic at his job, and it didn't require much at all. I think he had to export it in a different file extension, but very, very little from our part to get it up to snuff by Amazon.
Now going to the closed captioning thing, as far as closed captioning goes, you're saying that they don't even get it right sometimes with the closed captioning.
No, they don't. I mean, look, there are a lot of the New York accents when people, like, I talk really fucking fast. I'm sure you couldn't figure that out already, right? So the caption will jumble words or something, or they don't hear something right. I mean, 95% of it is on point, but then you got to watch through in case they do miss something. You just got to change and plug it in, but it's not a big deal. It takes, you know, it's very easy the way that they send you the files back. I can just type it in myself, save it, and then when I'm done, just export it and then send it into Amazon.
Oh, what kind of camera are you using to shoot this?
I am not a technical nerd, sir. Please refer your questions to Dana Glidden.
He's crossed the line now. That's
a good deferment right there.
I have no idea what he does.
Like, is it a red? Anything?
Guys, it looks good. Yeah. Honestly,
it looks good. It looks good. Is it it's a two camera shoot? Obviously, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That I know.
It's a two camera shoot, and then I mean I know somebody's operating the camera because they have the wide shot. They always have one on him, and then they do zoom ins for whoever's talking.
Yeah, they're moving around.
That's why I was kind of like, maybe they're using Amiibo.
Yeah, that's something that we just got as a new little toy in the studio here, and you'll see when this episode comes out. There's if you're watching it on YouTube, the camera does pan around, and what that is that's a new camera that we just got that is called Amiibo. So it's good for, does it automatically.
It's good for like a podcast, but not shooting a film.
No,
course not.
Right. You know. It's perfect for zooming in on your pit stains.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Joe can control it all. He's actually controlling it with his iPhone while we chat. Like, while I start talking, he puts it on me.
And he makes sure it never goes on me. No, just
for good reason.
Also, the guy says, I don't talk about cameras.
Yeah.
The guy says, I don't talk about cameras. Then we talk about it for 10 minutes.
Yeah. So, tell us about your camera.
That's fucking funny.
Well, where can people go to catch up with you and tell, you know, give a, you have a website, you have
social media.
Where do we find all this watching?
You can find, well, let's, I guess I'll vomit the social media shit out. You can find me, Kevin Goatee, at KevinGOTEE.com, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. The show, comicswatchingcomics.com, you can go there. You'll see a video. You'll see a taste of, which is where we show the panelists in action on stage. You'll see photos from the live show. You'll see the shirts. We sell the shirts there as well. Comicswatchingcomics.com, comics as well as on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. It's at Comics Watching. It's too long for Twitter, and that's where you can find the social media as well as myself.
Cool,
excellent.
Well, is there any last parting words that you'd like to leave for the audience, like in terms of anything you've learned from doing this show, things that you'd recommend if anybody was looking to start their own reality show and shoot something like this?
It's really fucking hard. It is a huge time suck. So sure.
That is the best piece of advice I've ever heard.
Yeah, right? Be prepared. I mean, no one gives a shit about your project but you. I've said since day one. No one's going to give as many fucks as you are about it. So it's got to be all you. You got to do everything, which sucks. But at least it'll be up to your standards and whatnot. What else? Oh, a little bit about the show. So, of course, we watch the comics, and then we pick a winner at the end, right? Well, here's the twist I really want to make sure the home audience follows with, and that's the home audience plays along, too. They're going to vote on their favorite panelists that they want to see come back to the following season, and they're going to vote on Twitter, again, at Comics Watching, and then say, hey, my favorite panelist was Sean Lynch, for example. And then I just tagged it all the votes, and I've already got my guys on for season 7, it looks like. From the audience. So yeah, so when you watch a show and you're like, holy shit, I love that panelist, whomever, say, tweet him, hey, I love that panelist, bring him back. And no, you can't kick me off the show, it's my fucking show.
Nice.
No crazy ideas. But yeah, no, it's real fun. We're trying to get some big name panelists. I got one big name panelist. Mm-hmm. I've got one really, really well-known comic, and I'll give you a hint, he's from Long Island. Interest, you've seen the show, and we're just trying to nail down a time and date to meet and all that shit.
Cool.
And if I could get him on the show, holy shit, that would be fucking amazing.
I'm thinking I know exactly who you mean without saying it myself.
Don't jinx it.
Later on, well, I'll say yes, I was thinking that also. So, all right, that would be cool.
There are a lot of comics from Long Island.
Of course, you know? You never know.
I know.
There are
a lot of us.
Yeah, there definitely is.
But yeah, go to Amazon right now. You can catch seasons 1 through 4 on right now. 5 will be up any day now. Cool. And what the hell, I'll throw a plug for my podcast. The Sports Book Box Office Podcast. Me and Jeffrey Paul, another comic buddy of mine. We talk films, we talk sports. And we do that every other week at the Broadway Comedy Club in Manhattan. So, and that's on iTunes, on Google Play. So again, sportsbookboxoffice.com, not .com, on Twitter, Instagram, and on iTunes. Again, Sportsbook Box Office Podcast.
Cool.
Excellent.
Nice. Awesome. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us today. By the time this airs, season 5 will definitely be out. So, yeah, we wish you tons of success with the new season.
And I'll end
it. Thanks a lot, guys. It was a lot of fun talking with you.
Thank you.
And make sure you clean up all the popcorn left on the movie floor in the theaters 1 through 4, right?
Nice. Very good.
Do I have to bring the British man back again?
Hey, nice meeting you, and have a great night.